When I was doing the research for this volume here called African American Literature, which is a textbook, which first time I've done anything like that, came out last year and seems to be doing quite well, I made a discovery. I don't know how this had eluded me before. Some of you out there probably already know this. But I found out that the first ship bringing in a commercial load of slaves in the Boston Harbor, when the slave that kicked off the American slave trade, North American slave trade in 1638, was named Desire. And I was, and I, you know, a poet runs across something like that, and you say, "Well, I gotta write something about that." And I was looking for an epigraph to frame it, and I couldn't find one, so I had to quote myself from the introduction to that book, African American Literature. Says, quote, "As for the New England slave trade, which along with rum and opium turned the kind of get-rich-quick profits in its day that international drug trafficking does now, that industry would not be launched until 1638 when the first Africans arrived in Boston on the slave ship Desire." The slave ship Desire. Human cargoes, what we're talking here. A boat piled high, groaning, in fact, beneath the strain of expectation, factored in. On board, stuff hogged up space, turned soon to be. Straight ahead and bright, the salt-sweet taste of sweat and sacrifice, you couldn't spit it out. Like opium, gold, and rum, like land enough to grow bigger eyes than food gone belly up. The money's there. Like sugar or tobacco, crack cash crops then as now, like coal, September wheat, October cocoa, like unslit pork bellies, like Jesus crossed with sex and shoot 'em ups, like Anglo, Franco, Banco, American futures. Desire, the boat, the streetcars still to come. Where human beings want, crossroads get jammed, get all tied up. Whoever blocks escape routes gets locked in, too. No exit signs shine just fine in the dark, and anger glows. Picture a boat that crowds you, oversized, a load of woe there is no way around, a slave ship named Desire.